Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports. Washington is always presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. See, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We had Coach Todd Reardon from the Capitals join us right at 7 o'clock later in the program, coming up at 9:20. Give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. Not many home games left. Playoff push right now, so
that's right.
We'll give you a tonight. Chance to win coming up at 9:20 as we play Junkerty. Right now, we open up EB's entertainment page.
All right, boys. This is so embarrassing. I feel bad for him. Last night was Super Tuesday. I think Joe Biden at one point called it Super Thursday.
I did my civic duty and I got voted.
He called it the wrong day.
He started to.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. That's funny.
He corrected himself, to be fair.
Well, okay.
I heard another clip of Biden. Now, again, I do not get into politics, but if it comes across my Twitter timeline, I'll click on it.
Yeah.
He just made a mockery of a relatively common saying.
Right.
I mean, he was just all over the place.
He's old, man.
He couldn't rein it back in.
And that's not what it's about. It's Super Tuesday. It was Super Tuesday. Everybody
there's
was
nothing
doing
super about it. Trust
well,
me.
If you're into politics, and we're not here on this show.
Okay, so I had to get back quick from the trip to get out and vote.
By the way, I would lobby for next year and in perpetuity going forward that the trip gets flip-flopped, that we do a show Wednesday, leave Wednesday evening, do shows Thursday and Friday, come back Friday.
Because
instead of the Sunday through Tuesday bit.
Because
you come back and
feels
then,
like the weekend.
Then you have to go to work the rest of the week.
Gotcha.
I think drab t-shirt is squarely
feels like
in
this
my
is
corner.
This is an easy week, though. This feels like this is a quick week.
But if you do the Thursday,
but
Friday.
I think they base it on the schedule, the spring training schedule.
I don't care about their schedule. I'm talking about my schedule.
Well, I get it, but they have to be there so they can can interview them.
Yeah, I know. Again, I don't really care about their schedule. I'm looking at it strictly through this prism.
Yeah. Right. I thought you just wanted
I'm
to go.
I'm not following, but
I thought you wanted to go Thursday, Friday, so that you would then choose to stay Saturday and Sunday to watch more spring training games.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
No one wants to stay.
JP.
No, he would just hang out with Dave Richard for a couple of days.
I could have done that too.
No, but here's
why I just don't stay at his house.
Here's the point. It was Super Tuesday, and so all of the analysts were on television all day, right? So if you watch any of the cable networks, and Britt Hume, who's on Fox News. Yeah. Apparently,
Britt Hume. Hold on, Britt Hume.
You know him. He's the old.
He was on ABC for years.
Yeah, you know him, right?
I think I saw him at a Burger King in Ocean City, like in 1989.
I don't doubt it.
He looks but familiar.
But apparently, he did a screenshot of something, and it had his browser thing, and one of his tabs open said, "Sexy vinyl vixen" or something like that, they noticed it. Yeah. He deleted the tweet.
There's going to be at least one guy out there that's going to notice something that will just bring you down.
Of course.
Yeah. So he had like his bank. He had like coronavirus was one of his tabs, and then the sexy vixen vinyl was one of his tabs, and apparently it was in like two tweets. They saw it.
Well, because he took a picture of his computer screen or his iPad.
That's an old guy thing to do. Trust me, because I've done it before.
I didn't do anything like that.
He had his iPad up on election predictions, and for the first time, I guess Biden was predicted to be the favorite.
Boring.
So he wanted to tweet this out at like 5:15 in the morning. It was really early in the morning. And so he tweets it
his
out.
His creeper was probably right
and
next to him.
And then all of a sudden, people were looking at the tabs. Yeah. You know, they
well, they
even,
always do. They analyze everything.
Right. They weren't looking at, you know, Biden's predicted
By the
to
way,
win.
He's 76 years old, and he's Googling sexy Vixen
Still
Biden.
Getting after it. To me, it was the third thing. So he had his bank.
Makes me like him even more. So I feel bad for him, but it does make me like
so
him.
So the first thing he did in the morning was he checked out his bank, because that's the first tab.
Yeah. And then
the
second one, losers.
The second one
was Corona.
No. The Corona was after Sexy Vixen Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
The second one was a lot of times your bank gets you to another portal. So it was an access to a different portal. And then the third one was Sexy Vixen Vinyl.
Yeah.
Just can't do it.
What were we going to say, Drabby? I mean, it's a rookie mistake.
Yeah. I know, but
he's an old man.
He's not, doesn't mean he's doing anything bad. He could just be buying his wife some lingerie
or
something.
He's 76 years old and he's thinking about his dong.
It's
That's
still
the bottom line. He's thinking about his Jimmy Johnson.
It's
the bottom line. Wherever he was going to put it, he was thinking about it. Everyone else was thinking about Biden and Sanders and hurting Liz Warren. He was thinking about his Johnson.
But don't you want to be thinking about your dong when you're 76?
Yes.
All right.
It's more interesting.
I told you. Makes me like him even more. Yeah. He's 76. Jason's 49. Doesn't think about his anymore. Except when he's hammered at a restaurant.
Yeah. He's got to pull it out in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you got to take pictures of me taking a leak?
Hey, that was Drab's T-shirt. He's,
I know. I'm asking him.
Content creator.
Because
that's why.
Because no one would believe it. Yeah. He just told the story.
Had to
and
see
actually, because Eric goes, take a picture.
I know. That's all
well,
he's
so slow with his phone.
He just all he cares about is putting stuff out.
I'm just glad there was photographic evidence of you with the four pens you took from the waitress. I was glad to see that online, too.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Made your day?
Jason, certain things we just have to document, and that was...
Jason told us at dinner to tweet the phone picture,
or
the pen picture. You said that.
I did not.
He does it all the time.
You text me all the time.
Hey, put this out on your Twitter.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
Passion fin dinner. Hold on.
All the time? That's so...
A half dozen times.
Okay. That all the time? A half dozen times in 15 years.
Okay.
For 10 years.
It's happened, believe me.
All right.
Anyway, I found that story hilarious.
What was the other thing you asked me to, or you said I asked you to tweet?
Your passion fin dinner.
I mean, come on.
I didn't ask you to tweet that. I just sent you a pic.
Well, what else are you doing? You tweet
because we talk about passion fin, because you say I go all the time. I go three times a week, and I was just.
Will you tweet a picture of his passion?
I was proving that I was there.
Did it look delicious? What is it? What does he get? Does he get the sashimi?
I don't eat sushi, so I don't even
you
know what
rolls?
It is.
You get rolls?
No,
it looks
I get
like
sushi.
A bunch
you get sushi.
Of, yeah.
It's sushi, yeah.
Yeah. All right, just...
I'll probably go tonight.
Yeah. All right, just put it out there. Jason's going to have mercury poisoning.
No, don't put it out there. It's fine.
He and... who was the guy from the Entourage? That got
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven had the mercury poisoning.
Yes.
He's eating too much sushi.
Yeah, I just completely sleep on that.
Yeah.
Well... Well, I do eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
What's mercury
and
poisoning
you spend
do
a lot
to
on
you?
It.
What I do?
I don't know.
What's it do to you?
Raises your mercury levels.
Well, I get that, Richie.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it
does. I don't know. I don't think it's great.
I mean, does it affect your blood pressure? Does it give you a heart attack?
I don't know.
Does it give you cancer?
That's why you don't eat a thermometer?
All right,
cakes is good.
Here's what it can do: it can give you skin rashes, anxiety, memory problems, trouble speaking, hearing, or trouble seeing.
Right.
So you want
got
to stay
all,
away.
I, got all of that. I just assume it was age.
Or it's just getting old. Yeah. Mercury poisoning equals getting old.
Judge Judy is in the news,
oh,
Cakes.
By the way, I'm sorry. I heard that Bobby Bautista passed away.
Correct. She's the old CNN like anchor.
Yeah.
Yeah, 67 years old.
Yep.
You got sights for her?
I liked her. I mean, she was good.
Yeah.
She's 67, and she had cervical cancer.
Yeah.
She's been
battling
for 4 years.
But I think she retired quite a bit ago.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. So, yeah, terrible story.
It's awful.
Judge Judy's in the news. She's going to end her show after 25 seasons, Cakes. A show where she was making, are you ready for this?
Oh, I know the figures. I think at the end she's making $40-plus million.
A Chris Cooley, $47 million.
Per year.
A year.
That's
Judge
per.
Judy. And let's be honest, when was the last time you watched 30 seconds of Judge Judy?
It's been 20 years, probably.
20 years.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever watched 30 seconds.
I think
seconds.
I did maybe 20 years ago.
30 seconds? That's a long time.
Yeah, I think I watched like a case.
Her
what's
net
what's
worth
show about?
Has got to be...
It's incredible.
She's got to be worth like $350 million.
Yeah. I mean,
how
did
could
she
not be? She's been cranking them out.
Did she replace the donk on the People's Court, Judge Wapner, or no?
No, the People's Court
was totally different.
Because
I used to watch the People's Court.
I feel like the People's Court continued even after Judge Wapner.
Definitely did.
There's a bunch of Judge shows.
Oh, definitely did. Because
I undersold her. She's worth $440 million.
Yeah. So I think she's coming out with another show, though.
I heard that. I can't remember the name of it.
I think she is coming out with another show.
She's still a judge. Or a fake judge. I don't even know if she's a real judge.
Yeah. Is she a real judge? I think she must be a real judge.
She has to be, I guess.
Somewhere, right?
She pitched a bunch of shows, and ever since Les moved on, she hasn't gotten along with CBS. So she's walking away from CBS.
But she's still going to do her bit just somewhere else.
I think she's
somebody else syndicating it or whatever.
She's pissed off at CBS.
She laughs at Tony Romo's money. She sees $17 million, just points her finger and laughs.
Have you ever watched Hot Bench?
No. Was that Hot Judges?
That's supposed to be like three hot chicks that are judges.
Have you watched?
I haven't watched it. Pornhub or something?
No, I haven't watched it.
TV? I've seen like a promo for it.
Yeah. Like on Vice or something? Does anybody
ever watch it?
Was it
on Brazzers?
No.
No, it's one of those syndicated shows.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a bunch
it's like
of
a daytime
shows.
There's a guy on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's about hot
What's it called?
It's Hot Bench, but it's...
It's like Hot Topics.
Hot Johnny.
An older blonde.
What's a hot Johnny?
Johnny Bench. You don't get topical references like Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Bench was your guy. Eight baseballs.
I didn't know where you were going.
There's a dude.
Yeah. Didn't know where you were going with that cake, so I apologize.
It's all good.
J-Lo and A-Rod are in the news, apparently.
Two more people I don't care about.
She wants to get her fiance, Alex Rodriguez, in on the act. She wants to do a movie with him.
Mm.
Do you think A-Rod can act?
No,
impossible.
Very wooden.
Yeah, I think
you look
terrible.
Like DiCaprio in your crop Metcalf spots up against A-Rod.
I mean, I'm a master thespian.
Yeah, I mean, please.
That's obvious. Chris Matthews was forced to retire from MSNBC's Hardball. Well, they did another expose in like GQ, and they just. There was one woman that accused him of harassing him, harassing her.
Is he still
like
married to Kathleen?
Yes.
Former Jux guest,
yeah.
Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
his wife, who I thought was awesome when she was like on Channel 7 or wherever
Channel
7, she was.
Yeah. She was an anchor.
She was an anchor.
I met Kathleen Matthews at the White House Christmas party probably in 1995.
Probably super nice, right?
Chris Matthews was in the studio with us.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. She apparently
Can't
was going to the head of NBC and trying to force them to retire him for a while now because she's noticed that he keeps saying wackier things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was afraid of exactly this scenario happening where he gets caught and gets embarrassed again at the end of his career, and then it becomes sort of the legacy. And this is what happened.
He loved commenting on women's looks, for sure. And
well, this one, he said, apparently
much.
One of his moves often was, hey, how come I've never fallen in love with you yet? Or how, you know, that kind of thing. Like just flirting.
The
creepy old man flirting.
Creepy old man. And then I'm telling you, men of that era, there's a lot of them that have gotten in trouble. I saw Al Hunt. We're talking about political analysts.
Yeah.
As I clicked on Chris Matthews, Al Hunt used to appear on, I don't know the name of the shows.
I don't know this person.
CNN and other networks.
Yeah.
And, His move was he was giving chicks massages.
Really?
Always dicey, especially if you're not like a masseuse or massage therapist.
Like in a green room or something, he would give him a massage? Or come back to the hotel
room?
Click
on the story again. Yeah.
Who was the guy that had the show? Is it Jim Lehrer? No, not Jim Lehrer. Charlie Rose.
Okay.
Because wasn't he like answering the hotel door with like a towel?
I don't know.
That kind
all
of thing.
Details.
He'd have like his producer come up.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Telling you that
all
guys
that's a common
in their
move.
60s and 70s.
That's a common move. I think there's an ESPN analyst that did that.
So here it is. I'll just read the headline. Bloomberg News, I guess he's now with Bloomberg News, former Washington editor Al Hunt was accused over the course of years by multiple women of giving unsolicited massages and then verbally berating employees for infractions.
Hey, we do that with A1 all the time, minus the massage part.
Now, to be fair,
just berate him.
He denies touching anyone inappropriately.
Of course he does. Even if you touch somebody inappropriately, you always deny it. Right? Isn't that in the playbook?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, if somebody says you're touching somebody inappropriately, you would respond with, no, I'm not. Right?
I would hope. Usually.
Even if you are.
Usually.
That's your tip of the day. Right, you're welcome, everybody.
Cakes, last but not least, what can you tell us about the new Bachelorette, Claire?
She's old.
Here's exactly what I can tell you.
Is she like 38 or 39?
38.
My file on her is empty.
You have nothing.
I have nothing on her.
If I give,
I kind of recognize her picture, but I couldn't tell
you
one
thing
about her.
Has she been on the show like multiple times, like multiple seasons?
She was on The Bachelor a few years ago, and I don't know if she was in the final two, but she was, let's say, in the final four.
Ask Valdezzi. He's the expert now.
And then she's been like Bachelor of Paradise a few times.
Oh, that's the good one.
Valdezzi knows. That's the saucy one. He trumps my Bachelor knowledge now.
That's the racy Bachelor one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was in both.
Did she get after it? She had skins in any of those?
I don't know.
You don't know. Usually you would know these things.
Well, why is that?
Apparently she works as a full-time hairstylist at De Facto Salon in Sacramento. As JP mentioned, she's 38, so it's over. This is her last shot. Her last shot at love.
She's very attractive from what I saw.
Yeah, yeah, of course. They're not going to put a pig on there.
I think the show is trying to go away from all of the younger drama-filled cast who are out there for Instagram followers.
Do you feel like she's less drama?
I think if you get an older set of people.
Hopefully a little more mature.
Yeah, you'll have some mature relationships forming.
Or are they going to have like younger guys.
I would guess there's more like age appropriate guys for her.
Or they have some guys
35
like
35 to 50.
I don't know
like
what her preference
and a, you know,
yeah,
like
I don't
a 22 year old guy.
I don't know, she might have a preference sheet of guys she's interested in.
What if she's into young guys? You ever Google that? Cougar young guy?
He's getting the face.
The he is getting face.
Yes. I know Dravy's
No, Drav likes
Dravy
older
likes
guys
the
younger. Girls.
I like it all.
Yeah,
yeah,
you don't discriminate. Yeah,
I like something different.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah, whatever
you do put in the family stuff too, though, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, incest.
I started that trend.
You started that?
Yeah. You're the tip
of
the spear.
I want that on my tombstone.
Right.
Drab started the incest trend.
He was in on stepsisters way before everybody else.
Is that mostly what you're into? Like the steps? You know, like the step
well,
sisters.
They always put step because the real thing is illegal.
Right.
So they have to. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times you'll see they'll say not real.
Yeah, they.
You know what I mean? They have to put that
guideline.
You need that disclaimer.
Yeah. It's all fake.
Yeah, of course it's all fake.
Grab does have a sister, though.
That's Arctic.
I mean, there has to be something in the deep recesses of your brain if you're Googling that.
No, it's the taboo.
Oh, you do have a sister?
Yeah.
He told you 2 days ago. You asked him about it.
He has 100 brothers.
Siblings.
He said
he had five siblings.
I was there with you.
I know he said he had five siblings. I just thought they were all brothers. You have a how old's your sister?
She's the oldest. I don't know. Born 1974.
Okay. And so
about 45.
Is she the one that lives like out in Oregon or whatever? Or the one with the lacrosse kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did she have drab like lips? That was from Valdez. I had to do it. It had to be done.
Hey,
the lucky
will you come
husband.
In here and show me pics of your sister?
No, I will not do that.
Come on. Come on.
No, she looks like just a normal person.
Nice to see. How many kids? How many kids does she have?
A lot.
Who has bigger boobs, you or your sister?
I knew that was going to be the follow-up.
All right, got to take a break. Phone number 800-636-1067. Coming up next, is it possible that Tom Brady ends up in San Francisco?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We're going to shift some things around. We're going to play Junk or D on a game show Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Good. Give you a chance to win some Caps tickets. We had Coach Todd Reirden on the show earlier. If you missed it, use the rewind feature on radio.com. They have a big game against the Flyers tonight.
It's so massive.
Give you a chance to win some Caps tickets coming up at 9 o'clock, because at 9:20, Chris Nockey is going to join us, one of the voices of the Maryland Terrapins. They've been a bit of a nosedive lately. They've
three
lost three out of four.
Yeah.
And the one game they won, they probably should have lost. They hit that long three-pointer at the end of the game to come back and win that one. So they have not been playing. They've had just these ups and downs this season where, you know, they were highly ranked at one point, I think, number three in the country.
Yep. Yeah, number three.
And then they
I predicted
cold.
They were going to get to number one in the country.
Then they got
How
cold.
How wrong was I?
Then they won a bunch of games in a row and ascended back in the rankings, and now they've lost three out of four.
Well,
not great when you're heading into March.
And last night at Rutgers.
Well, it is March, but heading into March Madness.
And Rutgers is, you know, it's, they're very good at home this year up there at the Rack. And
it's a tiny spot. It's what? Yeah. It holds about 8,000?
Yeah.
And roughly?
Look, Rutgers hasn't made the NCAA tournament since 1991.
Wow.
So that's 30 years.
It's quite a drought.
I think last night's, if they were on the bubble, if they were on one of those lists, you know, the Lenardis or the Bracketologies of the world, I think last night's game gets them into the tournament, because they've beaten Illinois, they've beaten Seton Hall, they've obviously beaten Maryland. But Maryland was 6-for-32 from beyond the arc, and that's not going to win a lot of games.
Not
on
a
the
good
road.
Shooting team.
Yep. Ranked 296 in three-point shooting, so... That has been their Achilles heel for most of
the year. They used to be pretty highly ranked defensively. Is that still the case?
Probably.
Have to look at that. Because I know that was always sort of Turge's defense.
No, probably. I'm not sure where they rank there. But last night, Rutgers didn't even take a lot of threes. They didn't hit a ton of threes, but they were very good from the field overall.
I saw Turge quoted as saying, "I love this team. We've got to get back to guarding."
Yeah.
So
well, maybe
obviously
last night,
maybe their defense
getting
dropped
back to,
here.
The shooting a little
the last
bit better.
Four games. Yeah. So we'll talk to Chris Nockey about that coming up at 9:20. But we wanted to bring up this Tom Brady rumor that he could end up with Jason's favorite team, the San Francisco 49ers. That's who he was a fan of when he was a kid.
Yep.
And he grew up in that area. And these are not reports coming out of nowhere. It's Patriots insider Tom Curran, who was on Mad Dog Radio yesterday, and he said it's a 50-50 shot that Brady either ends up in Tennessee or stays in New England. And then he added that the 49ers were closing hard, that possibly with a third 50%. So I don't know how the math works
right
there. Well, he's got a lot of players, but there's, you know, discussion that if Brady wants to go somewhere, more than likely, a team's going to figure out a way to make Brady
Well, especially
fit.
With the Niners having an out with Garoppolo after the 2 years he's already spent there. They can release him and only have him count $4.2 million against the cap, like a dead cap hit.
Yeah.
So if they really want Brady, it's not like they're swallowing a $15 million cap hit to bring him in.
Right.
It's
but okay,
reasonable.
So then you release him and Brady retires after a year. Then what's your plan? What are you doing
you're not,
quarterback?
I mean, you're not worried
well,
about
the,
that.
The bet is he's not.
You're worried about Brady for 2 years, and then you develop that plan while he's playing.
We saw what he looked like this year.
Right.
Okay.
I think he could still play at a
Kyle
decent
Shanahan
level.
Kyle Shanahan was not thrilled with the way Garoppolo certainly ended the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He started out hot. He was 18 of his first 22 or something. Then he was 2 for his last 10 or something close
Fourth
to that.
Fourth quarter was bad. I mean, he missed. Look.
If,
they
does
might
Tom
win the
Brady
Super Bowl
win that Super
that
Bowl?
Bomb.
Maybe.
Well, maybe he just feels like he's a better trigger man for a primarily running team than Garoppolo
and
is.
He might be right. But what's your plan after Tom Brady?
And that's
because then you're back at square one.
Yeah.
I think that's tough for any of these teams. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Free agency starts in less than 2 weeks. I think there's a tampering period.
Is it the 18th?
I thought it was the 16th.
Yeah,
off the check.
That.
But it's basically in 2 weeks you're going to have free agency. So if you're one of these quarterbacks, like Ryan Tannehill, supposedly the Titans are interested in Tom Brady. Is Tannehill looking for other spots, or is he waiting for
Brady? I'm sure
Brady?
His agent is. His agent's, you know, putting out feelers all over the place, I would guess.
He's going to go where he gets the best offer.
I mean,
I think.
When we talked about Dwayne Haskins the other day and whether he's going to have his feelings hurt because they're considering Tua, I would say the same thing about Ryan Tannehill, but he probably is a little butthurt that he had an amazing season for the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Led them all the way to the AFC Championship game.
Right.
Great numbers. I think second half of the season, his numbers were as good as anybody's.
He was second only to Lamar Jackson, like putting up weekly numbers.
Yeah, because there's a body of work, though, and people are just saying, look, this is more like Fitzpatrick. a little blip where he got hot, then it's indicative of, he's passed some threshold and now he's figured it out.
These teams who think that they're that close to winning a trophy probably are willing to take that risk on Tom Brady at that age.
I would be.
And I'm just not so sure.
I would be.
I'm not so sure it's going to work.
I'd be interested. If I could get 2 years of Tom Brady and I'm the Niners and I'm that close,
I'll deal with who the future quarterback is while he's playing.
I think
those
Tom Brady
years.
Could still win.
He could probably
with the right. We got to have great talent.
Look,
Can't do it by himself.
Peyton Manning won with the dead arm at the end of it.
Yeah.
So sometimes having a guy who's at least knowledgeable, he's not throwing a ton of interceptions. The thing is, when we brought this up, there was that graph of kind of his stats in his career, and last year was like his worst ever in QBR. Last year was like his lowest yards per attempt in a decade plus. I mean, the numbers are definitely.
I mean,
down.
You could chalk that up to he didn't have the weapons around him.
Definitely a factor.
But I also chalk it up to the age.
Definitely a factor.
And I watched him a lot down the stretch, and he was not the same Tom Brady that you're used to seeing.
And the narrative on him has changed because he won the Super Bowl 2 years
ago.
Now,
he would have a lot
better. So people will say he won the Super Bowl, but remember, in the AFC Championship game, he threw an interception, which we thought, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl.
Correct.
And I forget
offside,
who.
Offside,
D Ford lined up offside.
Right.
If he doesn't line up offside, the narrative is different. He didn't win that Super Bowl. I mean, he's still obviously a great player, maybe the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, again, these are all rumors. They're all rumors. Who knows?
But at least now it's close. We're less than 2 weeks away.
I just think it's just a huge risk if Kyle Shanahan wants to go with Tom Brady for a couple years. I think 2 years is a stretch for him to play at that level and just give up on Garoppolo. I mean, Garoppolo got you the Super Bowl.
You love Garoppolo.
No, I don't love him. I just think it's a huge risk to give up on a guy that you gave $140 million
to. He helped get them there, but I think the primary reasons they got there, the rushing attack was tough to stop, and the defense was a top five or top ten type
unit. But you know what? He was awesome in the Saints game. He had some games where he looked like a Pro Bowl quarterback. He did. I'm not saying he was great, and he wasn't good in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, give up on him, and then after Brady is out of the league in a year or two, then where are you going?
I kind of throw Jimmy Grapes in the mediocre pile, personally.
I think he's better than mediocre, but he's in that.
If he's better than mediocre, it's very slight.
He's in the Kirk Cousins pile.
That's a pretty good pile.
That's a pretty good pile.
I said better than mediocre. He said
I think Kirk is better than Jimmy Grapes, personally, but that's just me.
Well, Garoppolo hasn't played as many games as Cousins. Garoppolo's still learning the position, still young.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, I think we're less than a week away on the franchise tag decision.
I think it's
March 10th. Let me check the dates again.
I still think he's going to end up with the Patriots.
You think?
Yeah. The most likely scenario. But I always go with continuity.
You saw everybody was analyzing the trying to lip read when he was at the game with Edelman and Jimmy Fallon, right? Where
missed that? What did he say?
Oh, Edelman
supposedly said
he's coming back. He's coming back, and then there's different interpretations as to what Brady said.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything. Found it kind of weird. Is Jimmy Fallon? Did Jimmy Fallon go to Syracuse or something? Like, why were they to Syracuse, North Carolina?
I don't know why they were there. Not sure. I'm not sure the connection there.
Maybe he did. No
EB,
idea.
You may need to study the video. You're a body language expert. Maybe you get a read on.
Where
it.
Do I get that? What do I Google? What do I Google?
Dude, Tom Brady lip reading.
Tom Brady lip reading. All right.
See if you can glean anything from it.
All right.
Weren't some of the guesses that he was saying that guy? Like Edelman said he's coming back, and Brady maybe said that guy.
This is old, though, right?
No.
From last week.
From December. Huh?
No, they're last weekend there at the Syracuse game.
Syracuse, North Carolina.
Well, there's a bunch of lip reading things with Tom Brady. I'm seeing something from December 3rd.
And they were also on FaceTime with Vrabel.
Right.
Yes. He FaceTimed Mike Vrabel during the game. I think he's messing
with
people.
He's doing that to mess with you. He's doing that to mess with you.
Well, Edelman was calling him.
Edelman's selling T-shirts, I believe, now.
What do they say?
Brady.
Florio says that Brady said, let's not. When Edelman was saying, he's coming back, Brady looks at him and says, let's not. like, let's not do this.
Let's not get into this right now.
Dummy, we're on TV.
Yeah. Stop it already.
Right.
I mean, Brady was just, I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking at his last 8 weeks, and I've watched some of these games. His last 8 weeks this year, his completion percentages were 55, 45, 51, 52, 51, 80, 55, and then 54 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, he didn't really have any good weapons, right?
Come on. It's not like he's had all pros all around him for all these years. True. He could still complete passes.
It's the worst excuse in the world.
Maybe, but
he has a Super Bowl MVP wide receiver running around.
He could still complete passes. He's just
who's the Super Bowl MVP?
Edelman.
Yeah.
Now, Gronk being gone really hurt him. He really used Gronk, but he just wasn't very good this year.
I just don't think it's over.
He hates people boo-hooing for Tom Brady.
I don't think it's over.
I think you can win with him.
No, I'm not saying it's over. I'm just saying I think it's a huge risk if you think you can win a Super Bowl with Brady and to move on from Garoppolo. Because I don't think you necessarily could win a Super Bowl with Brady.
I think you could win a Super Bowl with Brady. Peyton Manning proved it. The veteran leadership. Now, obviously, it was a defensive-led team.
Yeah, it was.
But still, he had moments that nude alarm before it just completely fell off.
Hey,
the last year was a disaster.
Age don't lie, man.
It doesn't, but
Peyton, though, during the season was beaten out by Brock Osweiler. Think about that.
What a terrible quarterback he was.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, it's hard for me to wrap my brain around him, and I know that we've gone through the list of quarterbacks that have ended up with different teams, but it's just hard for me to imagine. I feel like Kraft is going to come up big, and they're going to settle it.
He'll be back for 2 more years, and then
a 3-year deal. But
they say, "Hey, Bridgewater's, we can have Bridgewater for 10 years."
I don't know, man. I'm not sold on Bridgewater
They might be thinking the same thing that I'm thinking,
which is,
I mean, he's 43.
Of course,
I think definitely. Bill's been thinking about it for the last 5 years.
Right. He wanted Jimmy G.
Yeah.
So if they think they
maybe you'll get him back,
if he thinks they can go younger and work with a guy like Bridgewater, maybe they just say, "Yeah."
I can't wait. There's a lot of intrigue. The NFL's unbelievable. There's so much intrigue. The draft, Skins, Tua, Chase Young, Tom Brady. It's unbelievable. This is the offseason.
I know.
And we're talking about it every day.
Yeah, and then, the Redskins.
Yikes. It's unbelievable.
The Redskins going to franchise tag Brandon Scherff?
Where are all these guys going to wind up? Somebody's going to get jilted. Somebody that thinks they're going to be a starter is not going to be a starter.
Yeah.
You realize that there just aren't enough spots to go around.
For these quarterbacks.
And some of these guys are thinking they're going to make $20 million. They're going to be making like 6 or 7.
Right.
Because teams just aren't going to be able to pay them $20 million to be a backup.
Right.
I wouldn't be that size for Philip Rivers coming off his season last year.
Certainly
Well, that
not.
Report was ludicrous on every level.
That the Redskins are
Yes.
Interested.
The Redskins being tied in with Philip Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
See, Rivers is a lot younger than Brady, but to me, he looked like he deteriorated way more.
He's not a lot, but a couple years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Was he like 38, 39? Yeah, so he's like 4 years younger. I mean,
he was really bad, yeah.
He looked
I'm just telling you, Brady had some really bad games down the stretch.
Yeah. I don't know. But the idea that the Redskins will be sniffing around, that Tony Pauline reported that from Pro Football Network.
I've never even heard of that. I didn't believe that from the start.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
I just didn't.
They don't even have the money to do
it. Certain things I can buy into, I can't buy into that one.
Yeah. I'm betting on Brady not being with the Patriots next year.
All right.
Not sure where he's going to be.
You'll be right.
Look, you always bet on the guy staying,
like
LeBron James originally with the decision. He was on like his fourth team since then.
100%.
He ended up going back to Cleveland and then left him again.
I'd still have Randy Whitman here if it was up to me. I get sized.
Hey, they play better defense.
You wouldn't have Zorn, though. You would have ditched Zorn.
Zorny, I was fine with. We could move on with Zorny.
Yeah.
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
You'd still have Jason Campbell at quarterback.
Minuski, you're fine with parting with.
Oh, I was fine with that.
You move along.
Yeah.
On to your next stop.
Yeah.
Wherever that might be.
I like Jason. I always felt like, he was the one with the classic 5 coordinators in 5 years deal.
Right.
I wanted to see what Jason could do if he ever had the same offense. In back-to-back years. He had the tools. He had a lot of the tools. He had moments. Jason Campbell had moments.
Of course he had moments.
He had moments throughout the league.
Josh Johnson had moments.
Yeah. I was a Josh Johnson. But I probably would have brought him back as the third string.
All right. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, going to give you a chance to win those Caps tickets on a game show Wednesday. Then we'll talk some Terps basketball, March Madness with Chris Nockey coming up at 9:20 here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What do you think it's like in life when nobody ever believes you?
What is that, Adam?
Of course it's Adam.
What
so
happened?
During the break, I was trying to prepare a category for Junkerty, which we're going to play at 9 o'clock on Game Show Wednesday. And I was going to go with politics or prose. And I was trying to think of
politics.
Poets. I've already crossed it out. I was just brainstorming, okay?
Yes.
And so somehow, you know, people, you know, ask them, can name some poets, just so I can, you know, kind of brainstorm, maybe come up with a couple of questions.
Right.
And Valdez is going through. And then all of a sudden, A-Wad goes, I'm silly at slam poetry. And nobody believes him at all.
Slam poetry. Welcome to 2003. I mean, like, seriously.
I had
who
silly
does slam
public
poetry?
Speaking. Get up there in front of the class and rap for a little bit. I find whenever Adam has done something one time, he says he's silly at it.
Okay.
Right.
So like maybe he
like
went,
sex.
Yeah. Like maybe he went rock climbing like 7 years ago. He's I'm silly at rock climbing.
Right. Next Alex Hommel over there.
He just, you know.
But what do you think it's like when you just walk around with no credibility?
Well, I don't know. I think that's why he exaggerates and lies to you know, I don't know.
But you
to get attention.
It. Right.
Yeah.
He does it when it's unnecessary too.
When nothing's happening in your life, you have to make up stories.
It's not just that, but he has the vocabulary of a sixth grader,
right?
And then he's silly at slam poetry.
But poetry, and especially slam poetry, has nothing to do with the words that you say.
Again, what is
everything to do with your delivery?
Give us some off the cuff slam poetry right now.
Off the cuff?
Just freestyle.
If you know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, but now I'm on the spot. All right.
Go ahead.
Pass me the rock. Time left on the shot clock. You know I'm going to make it count. I don't know what rhymes with count.
He got stuck.
So slam poetry or is that just terrible freestyle rap?
It had nothing to do with freestyle. I was writing down lyrics and not even always rhyming. Oh, sometimes you just write... Yeah.
I'm lost.
And it's
I'm
passionate.
Sorry. I don't know.
What?
I don't know why you guys.
Sometimes
like
you write what?
No,
and it's just being about passionate. You don't have to.
About being passionate?
Yeah, you don't have to rhyme at all. You could slam poetry, you don't have to rhyme all the time.
My mother writes poetry that doesn't rhyme.
Well, why did you start rhyming then when he asked you to do it?
Do something that doesn't rhyme.
This is so cringe.
Off the cuff, he used shot clock while I was
by the way, Adam. Writes articles for the website that are in headlines that are constantly being tweaked because he has awful grammar. Yeah. And awful
vocabulary. My understanding is he's pretty much off those gigs, right? Well, They've pretty much taken him off those duties.
We should get Shorts in here. Shorts has always said
I think Shorts,
what he submitted is the worst ever.
I think he
ever.
Hates that.
Shorts, yeah. Please come in. Yeah. Please weigh in on this.
Is he here? Shorts
yes,
here?
He's here.
Yeah, he's here.
He's coming.
I mean, I don't like to promote that. I think there should be harmony. We should all get along. But I think Short, he gets visibly angry when you bring up Adam.
Eric, I told you this while we were in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
I was overseeing Adam writing these headlines for digital.
Right. Buddy.
I don't know how he graduated high school. He can't,
let alone college.
Well, didn't he?
He doesn't know how to formulate a sentence.
Right.
Well, he has no idea.
Right.
Well, didn't he have like a thesis paper that he was very proud of that he wrote in high school?
Like a C minus.
And it was
or
like a C plus or B minus.
Yeah. Shorts.
Hey, buddy.
Is his mic on there?
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know.
You want to sit down? You can grab a chair.
Give him a chair. Give the guy a chair.
There's a chair behind you. Grab that chair.
Do you have any favorites you might stroke out from Adam when Adam would submit something to you where the errors are so egregious?
I feel like you just hate him. I feel like you hate him.
I've come to accept Adam for what he is. He's just kind of a disaster. And no, he doesn't like submit ideas. He gets told everything to do for the most part.
I know, but his captions used to correct them. Oh. Do you remember some of the most egregious errors? Or it's just so frequent.
The one that drove me the craziest was when I sent him an email for video titles and included summary, like this is the summary,
right?
To include in the video, and he included summary in the summary. I mean, that just drove me nuts. I was like, just use your brain.
Do you proofread anything? Adam, what is your deal with that? Are you a proofreader or you just quickly submit?
No, I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm rushed and I don't have time.
He's more of a goofy. He doesn't have time.
He's rushed.
He's so busy.
He's rushed. I've got 1 hour to get him to do his job before he leaves for the day, and he's rushed.
Yeah. Listen, I love you, Adam. I'll take you with all your warts.
It's a little unfair because I bring a lot more to the table than you guys are, putting off to the audience.
Yesterday, he misspelled Gerardo Parra in a video.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it's not Gerardo.
You spelled it P-A-R-A.
You just said Google Gerardo search would... like he's from America.
Right.
It's obviously a huh sound. Gerardo.
How did he spell? Which part did he spell wrong?
He misspelled Parra, the easiest part.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a problem with the first name,
right? And para actually in Spanish is a word, P-A-R-A. So
you should focus on English. Let's not get into a second language.
This is what he always tries to do. He tries to show you something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen,
to make you not sure the thing.
I think everyone has figured out. And there's been a lot of conversation behind the scenes about Adam these last few weeks. I think everyone's figured out your strength. You do have a strength. I think you're pretty good with the camera, and I think you could do some editing.
So behind the scenes stuff.
not according to Drab.
No, he could do video editing.
He can't edit
grammar.
Right.
He can't title anything. He should never write any. Like, you're not a writer.
I actually saw him firsthand down at Redskins training camp. He actually is a really good video editor when he applies himself, which is probably 10% of the time. He's actually really good.
Good at that. And I actually have an idea for you that might save your future
life.
Might save your future.
He's good at it.
But you got to just stay away from anything basically talking or writing.
I can talk.
CK gives him shows.
I know.
The guy gets shows on the weekends.
I think CK's doing that to throw him a bone so we can keep him. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, sometimes you guys are begging for phone calls and no one calls in. Every time the AWOT Army has a weekend show, I might be on at 10 p.m. The phone lines are lighting up. Every commercial break,
I could just tell you, that's a straight up lie because I've listened to you on occasion.
You could tell when a guy's grasping for calls.
When you're grasping for calls.
Yeah. When you give out the number 18 times in a row, we know you're grasping for calls.
Can I tell you that I actually enjoy listening to his show because he botches so many figures of speech that it's humorous to me.
Yeah. Right. Can you?
So it's in the so bad.
Can you do that?
Category.
Can you track that for us and we'll play him one day?
Yeah, I think I
just
to do
one
that.
Show. You just have to do one show, right? One
I
hour,
do Valdez's
maybe one segment
job for him.
Huh?
I can do Valdez's job for him. No problem.
One of you guys. I don't know. I don't know who does what around here.
Somebody by the way, catalog it.
By the way, I texted. I don't do this very often, but I texted Shorts last night, didn't I?
Yep.
And I said, did you hear that interview with Dave yesterday? I think we got a nugget from Davey. And you did a really good job writing
about
that
the Strasburg
up.
Thanks,
about Strasburg
about the Strasburg going to him and saying, I'm going to shut it down in September.
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And Davey said, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're going to go out there and you're going to learn how to pitch even though you don't have your best stuff. Yeah. And he thinks that was a real turning point in his career.
Well, and he said, too,
that
which
hasn't been
great.
Widely reported,
no,
right?
I'd never seen that.
Didn't know about that.
Huh?
Verluga didn't know about
that. Oh, he didn't.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think that had been widely reported at all.
Well, and he credited it, too, is, Strasburg kind of opened up his arsenal after that for the end of the September 2018.
Right, because he had to pitch.
Yeah, and then he kind of picked up and carried that momentum into the offseason, and then all of a sudden that becomes his, master class 2019 season. So I think
actually
Davey just feels real comfortable around the junks.
Let me say that's true.
He let that one
let
slip
me say
out.
This about Shorts.
Yeah,
because for years I wondered why he was here. But his writing has improved.
Thank you.
It's improved. Yes, not to say he was terrible before, but I I thought that piece you wrote yesterday about Strauss, really well done.
Thank you. I appreciate
really
it.
Really well done.
Thank you. People
nicely
can check it out
in their shorts.
At thefandc.com.
There you go.
Yeah. So now I know why you're here.
What are you going to write about today?
Oh, I'll just figure it out. I have a lingering kernel from yesterday to write about you number one-ing in the parking lot.
That's a good one.
Seriously. Yeah. Breakers. Can we just forget about
have
that?
Have you heard of the Breakers before? Or no,
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
No, that was news to me. New, new to me.
Yeah.
News to me.
Right. Same thing.
Yeah.
Do you still do the Rewind calls. Show or whatever?
Oh, what the download on Saturdays?
Whatever that's
yeah,
called.
I've been doing it for 5 years. I'm still doing it. Nobody listens, but it's
what time? What time does that
like
air?
7 a.m.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I've heard
buried,
it a few times.
No, I appreciate it. I kind of just do it just to have, I don't know.
Have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I have fun. It's not fun, but I have fun. I do have fun.
Is it available for podcast?
Yes.
Do people download it?
People can download it by going to iTunes, typing in Overtime on 106.7 The Fan, and then finding the download. It couldn't be more convoluted, but that's how people can find
it. Can they catch it on the radio.com rewind feature? They can if it's within 24 hours.
Yes, within 24 hours, the limited window of 24 hours, they can find it. So. By Sunday at 7 a.m., you
it's
have
gone.
To have listened to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have Saturday. You have Saturday to check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got some more golf shorts for you.
Oh, you do?
I got two more I can give you.
Boutique.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, it is a game show Wednesday. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets to a Caps home game here on the stretch drive for them. 800-636-1067 if you're going to play some Junkerty. For a chance to win those Caps tickets.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.